Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
Davy Fitzgerald, this is a pretty big GAA story at the moment. I'll play the latest in it is in the Irish Examiner today. So what's going on? Nobody seems to know what's happening. Is he still with Antrim? Is he being removed? Players cancelled training. There's letters being written. Total confusion about the whole. We're actually trying to reach Davy on this particular one. But so far, no joy. But we will get him. Latest then, PJ Brown has it in the Irish Examiner. Antrim deny decision was taken to remove Fitzgerald. So the county board chairman, Seamus McMullen, has denied that any decision was taken to remove David Fitzgerald as manager of the county's senior hurling team. So we'll try and get him. But we do have Waterford legend and hurling commentator on the line. And we were able to go to Waterford now. John Milan is on the line. John, do you know what's happening at all? What's the story?
Oh, Ian, this is a great story now there, boy.
Yeah.
As if the hurling season wasn't juicy enough, this is giving us the full carton of Tropicana, boy. Davy is box office wherever he goes, Ian. We knows that.
Yeah.
He's like the Jose Mourinho of hurling, so he is. Wouldn't matter who he was managing, Ian. It could be Ballygunner Camogie under 5 team, and he'd still find a way to get on the news.
I know.
Me phone. Your phone is blown up here, Ian. It's gone mental, boy.
Okay.
Mental, boy. Right, well, thanks,
John. So, yeah, okay. Well, thanks a million for that, John. Fair play to you for coming along. We've also got Donald O'Cusack on the line. Donald, you're friendly with Davy, aren't you?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you're friendly. What I mean is you used to work with him when he was managing Clare and, you know.
Who told you that?
Well, Donald, it's common knowledge. Like, I mean,
with who?
With who? With everybody.
Who's everybody? Where are you getting your information from?
Well, the papers for starters.
The papers.
Journalists in here.
You believe everything you read in the papers, do you? Oh. 40 years in the business, shirts in the papers.
Yeah. Journalists in here as well.
Journalists.
You know, the off the ball guys and all that. Listen, I'm sorry I asked.
What are you sorry about?
Okay, listen, thank you
No,
it's okay. Thank you very much, Donald O'Cusack there. I think we got Davy. I think we can go to Davy right now, and I think he is on the line. Hello, Davy, how's it going?
Yeah, how's it going, Ian? Sorry you couldn't reach me there. I'm just driving here, so fire away there. Go on.
All right, okay. I just wonder, are you still with Antrim? What's the story?
No, I'm not answering that question, Ian.
No, you
won't get me that easy now, so you won't. If you want to ask me something else, I've no problem chatting away to you.
Okay,
so fire away and ask me something else there, and I'll do my best for you.
Have you been removed from Antrim?
No. That's the same question as the last one, Ian. Except turned upside down, so it was. I know what you're trying to do, but you won't get it out of me, Ian.
Okay, well, no, training was cancelled the other night. Is that right, is it?
Training was cancelled the other night, so it was. That's correct. And I'll tell you, I wasn't a happy man about that. Round trip from Clare up to Antrim. Full tank of petrol, so I did.
Right.
Wasted on the whole affair. Oil gone up to $125 a barrel this morning. I'm taking out a second mortgage trying to get fuel into this car and get through the McDonough Cup with Antrim. I am. So I'm a proud Antrim man.
Right.
And I have
nothing but good things to say
about Antrim. There are great people up here in Antrim, and I'm a proud Antrim man.
Look, Davy, the whole country just wants to know what the hell is going on.
Listen to me,
Here we go.
I'm an innocent man, right? I've done nothing wrong, And the people of Antrim knew that. And I'll tell you the truth.
Go on.
Will come out. If not now, then 15 or 20 years from now. And I won't be persecuted by you or anybody else in the Free State media, so I won't.
Okay,
sorry, Ian. I'm just pulling into Dundalk here for a coffee there.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today I